This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The threat of nuclear disaster in northern Japan continues today. Radiation levels at the Fukushima Daiichi plant have been described as extremely high. Many people who live in the area are fleeing. And U.S. officials suggest that residents evacuate to a location as far as 50 miles away. In Boston, we're surrounded by three different nuclear plants. One is in-state, the Pilgrim plant in Plymouth. One is just across the border in Seabrook, New Hampshire. The third, Vermont Yankee, is in Vernon, Vermont, also just over the border. All three of them have at least a half dozen Massachusetts communities located within 10 miles. And because of the crisis in Japan, some state lawmakers are now calling for a new look at the state's plan in the event of a nuclear disaster. Here's Massachusetts Representative Ed Markey.
We should listen carefully to what Mother Nature is saying to us, step back, and ensure that we have the proper safety features built in to protect American citizens.
To learn more about the local potential nuclear risks and the state's response plan, we called Dr. Ira Helfand. He's a nuclear expert, and he's also former president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, which works to prevent the use or spread of nuclear weapons. First, I want to ask, without sounding like an alarmist, what would be the local risks to Boston and surrounding communities if there were ever a nuclear disaster at one of these nuclear plants?
It's not alarmist at all. The risk to Boston and surrounding communities could be very great if we had an accident of the sort that's unfolding at Daiichi at any of the three reactors. We would be talking about very large releases of radiation, which would contaminate potentially the surrounding communities. And as we're seeing in Japan, the U.S. is saying people need to be evacuated 50 miles out from this plant. 50 miles from Seabrook, 50 miles from Pilgrim, that involves the vast majority of the metropolitan area in Boston. And we'd be talking about the need to evacuate millions of people.
So what are the current emergency plans? Are they more detailed than the brief outline you just gave us?
Each of the reactors is required to have worked out a detailed plan for informing people in a 10-mile radius in the event that there's an emergency. And there are supposed to be evacuation plans as well, again, for the communities closest into the reactors. But certainly there's no plan for evacuating people 50 miles out from any of these three plants.
I suppose that there are different levels of possible disaster, depending on what has gone wrong, and that some levels of disaster would be considered more of an emergency than others. Does that make it hard to do emergency planning?
Oh, it does. I mean, part of the problem in getting people to get behind the kind of plan you really need is that these events, fortunately, are not common. And it's hard to get people to spend a lot of money and put a lot of time and resources into planning for what's called a low-probability event. The people in Japan were told that they could not have this kind of an accident. Clearly, these kinds of accidents do take place.
The nuclear power plant in Plymouth has been ranked second on a list of nuclear power plants in the country with the highest risk of suffering core damage from an earthquake. When it comes to deciding where to build these plants, what risks are taken into account?
You know, to all of our surprise, it turns out that Plymouth, which is not generally thought of as a high earthquake risk area, has the second highest risk in the country. And that's because when they built the plant, they assumed the earthquake risk was lower than it actually is. And the plant was not built to the same kinds of specifications that would have been required had they appreciated the extent of the earthquake risk there. They're supposed to take into account other sorts of risks like proximity to population, the ability to evacuate the area, and so on. The problem is, you can't compensate for all the risks that exist. These plants, in order to be safe, need to be perfect.
I want to point out again, you do have a sort of a partisan view here. Because of your affiliation with Physicians for Social Responsibility, you believe that, I imagine, we should not have these plants.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call that a partisan view. Our organization has come to the position that we should not have nuclear power plants because, as a group of physicians and scientists, we've looked closely at the health risks associated with these plants.
Of course, many nuclear power supporters and nuclear power plant operators are saying that the problems happening in Japan have been caused by two events that we would rarely, if ever, see here in the Northeast. You know, obviously a massive earthquake followed by a massive tsunami. What would you say in response to that assessment?
Well, I think that if we have a major accident at Plymouth, it is probably going to be different than the one at Daiichi. But that's not very reassuring to me. After Three Mile Island, the Russians came over here to the States and said they could never have a three-mile island because their reactors were different. And they were right. They had a Chernobyl. And after Chernobyl, the Japanese went to Russia and said, well, we could never have an accident like this in Japan because our reactors are different. And they were right. They're having a Daiichi. The ones that have already taken place, hopefully we learned from. It's the ones that we haven't anticipated yet that are the real danger. And these keep happening.
Dr. Helfand, thanks for speaking with All Things Considered.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Dr. Ira Helfand is a nuclear expert, and he's also former president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, which works to prevent the use or spread of nuclear weapons.